Chapter 1. The wheels on my computer chair were making a quiet squeaking sound as I rocked from side to side. My neighbor Cat tapped away on the keyboard in front of her. Squeak, tap, squeak, tap.
Samantha, Cat said.
She looked at me with annoyance, which was only made more dramatic by her heavy eye makeup.
What?
I asked.
I'm trying to work here, she said. Do you want your profile completed or not?
I guess. I had been avoiding completing my online dating profile for a long time, but now it was time to tick the item off of my bucket list. I wasn't going to meet the man of my dreams unless I started putting myself out there. Stepping into the world of technology with my blog was a big change for me, but this was even worse. I was not only going to be exposed to anyone who had an account with the dating site, I was basically asking for attention.
Do you want a date or not? Cat asked. From the tension in her lips, I could tell that she was getting annoyed.
I do. I just don't know if this is the right way to go about it. I mean, who are these men that will respond to me? Will I even get any responses? I asked.
Oh, you'll get responses. Cat said. You just have to worry about whether you'll get any decent responses.
What do you mean? I asked. I leaned over her shoulder to look at the screen while she sorted through some of the profiles.
Look at this guy. He looks good on the surface.
Clean cut, cute enough, Cat said.
He looks good to me. But when you read his profile, you have to read between the lines. He says he's close to his family, which means he probably lives with his mother. He wants someone he can have a spiritual connection with. That means he's into open relationships and wants to have a spiritual connection with as many women as possible, Cat said.
That's not what it says at all. How do you know that's what it means? I asked.
Trust me, I know.
Cat rolled her eyes and flipped through a few more profiles.
I've been through enough of the duds to know them within the first sentence of their profile.
Who are the duds? I asked.
Guys who have a passion for art and literature are comic book addicts. Then there are the relationship junkies who've been married at least 3 times in the last 10 years. Some list their pets as kids, Cat said.
I think that's sweet. Nothing wrong with loving your pet like it's part of your family, I said.
There is something wrong with having to take Fido everywhere you go, along with his little baggie of poop, Cat said.
She scrunched up her nose at the idea.
I dated this one guy who would inspect it before he bagged it. He said it was to make sure that the dog was healthy. Seriously, he would dissect it with a stick.
Ugh, now that's pretty bad. I was already squeamish about the dating profile. The cat's description of the dog poop-toting date was enough to make me feel even worse.
That's why you have to be choosy about how you select, Cat said. This isn't about being nice. You have to weed out the dangerous ones, too.
Dangerous ones? I asked.
Sure. There are just as many creeps out there as there are decent guys. That's why you have to be careful. Always arrange your date at a public place, and always make sure that you tell someone where you are going and who you are going with, Cat said.
Wow, this sounds more like espionage than dating, I said. I sat back in my chair and sighed. Dating was so much easier when we were younger. Maybe you hooked up with someone in high school. Maybe your college roommate had a brother.
Okay, it might have been easier, but you have to look at it this way. By setting up a profile online, you're jumping into a dating pool. You're surrounded by men who actually want a girlfriend, who are the type that you want, and who you'd probably never meet on your own, she said.
I guess you're right about that. I started rocking the chair back and forth again.
So, are you ready? Can I hit submit? She asked.
Her finger hovered over the enter key.
Wait, wait, I said. You don't think I sound too cheesy? Do you really think that's the best picture to use? I don't think you sound cheesy at all, and that is the perfect picture to use. Let's just do it!
Without waiting for my approval, she hit the enter key.